It is a little bit after 3 p.m. right here on KZSU, Stanford 94 FM, which means that it's time for my show, Arabology, the show that takes you through a virtual trip through the Arabic-speaking world. And today is no exception. I'll be doing that with, different kinds of music in Arabic, as well as via some very special guests who are gracing the KZSU studios right here at KZSU Stanford 94.1 FM. The show again is called Arabology. My name is DJ Ramsey, and let's let the music begin with Mike Massey.
Dogs who have been rescued from abuse or abandonment, gives them professional training, and partners them with firefighters to find people trapped in the wreckage of natural disasters or accidents. If you would like to support their efforts, become a volunteer, or nominate a dog, please visit them online at www.searchdogfoundation.org. That's www.searchdogfoundation.org.
3:07 p.m. right here on KZSU Stanford 94.1 FM. I am your DJ Ramsey. The show is Arabology, and you're about to be taken to a very special part of the Arabic-speaking world today, and that is, to North Africa. We're going to do that through music. We're going to do that through the amazing presence of Huda Ben, who is actually in the studio today, and to whom I will be speaking at great length today about, what I'm going to call Moroccan music, but which you'll soon realize is more than just Moroccan music. It has genres, and Huda Ben, who is a budding musician herself, is in the studio and will be speaking to us about this. And so to introduce Huda, well, how about some music from North Africa in terms of Cheb Nasro? If you haven't heard of this guy, he is amazing. And Huda will be telling us her opinion as well as introducing herself right after this song. Bye. Castro and a song called Nashak Feek. And I guess there's nobody better than my first guest here today in the studio, Huda Ben, to tell me a little bit about what that song means. Huda, first of all, welcome, ahlan wa sahlan, and welcome to Arabology.
Ahlan wa sahlan beek. Thank you. Thank you for having me, Ramzi.
Huda, it is a pleasure to have you here. I have such a nice, amazing mixture of guests today, starting with Huda Ben, who's going to be with me through the program today, I hope, inshallah.
Yeah, very exciting.
This is your first time, Huda, at KZSU Stanford 90.1 FM.
Yeah, it's my first time in a radio show, actually.
Really? Is it your first time on the Stanford campus as well?
Yes, it is my first time.
Wow, this is an evening of firsts, Huda Ben. I'm delighted to have you here because you you are of Moroccan descent, am I correct?
Yes, I was born in Casablanca and grew up in Morocco. And I came here 3 years ago.
Wow. And so this kind of music that I just played by Shab Nasro must sound familiar to you in some ways.
Definitely. It is my one of my favorite music. I grew up listening to Rai music and different kind of North African music, but it is my favorite music.
Wow.
And Shab Nasro is from Morocco also, and yeah, he's great. I like his style.
Yeah, absolutely. Because the title, do you know how we would translate? Nashaq Feek?
Mm-hmm.
Something like...
I'm passionate about you.
Wow, I like that translation.
Yeah.
He did sound passionate in that song. And Huda, you made a reference when speaking to the word Rai, spelled R-A-I in English. Now, that's a kind of genre of North African music. And do you know, can you tell us a little bit about what Rai music means, what it is?
Well, Rai in Arabic means literally the opinion.
Ah, Rai.
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 Rai. And the opinion or more like my way.
Wow.
And it was prohibited in Algeria in the 80s. So most of the singers are in exile in different countries around the world. So it is kind of opposition to their fundamentalist Islamic regime. So most of them, they sing against them and against the situation in poverty and
wow,
et cetera.
Wow. So it's something maybe like what hip-hop does in this country?
It is a pop music. I mean, if you listen to it, it's a mixture of Western technology and Arabic lyrics. So it sounds like pop music, Arabic pop music.
Yeah. Yeah, and so that was probably something that Huda was familiar with, being born and raised in Morocco. But ladies and gentlemen, I do also have to say that Huda Ben is a musician herself, and you were going to introduce our listeners later in the show to something that's a little bit different than Rai music, that something called Ginewa.
Yes.
Am I pronouncing that correctly?
Yes, you're pronouncing it correctly. Yeah.
So I think maybe we want to keep our listeners a little bit in suspense about what Ginewa music is. Mm-hmm. But so do you think that the kind of music that you record is called more like a Ginewa music? Or
it is a fusion, actually. It is a fusion between Rai, Ginewa, and reggae music.
Right.
So it's pretty much a new style. Yeah.
So we're looking forward to speaking with you through the show about your talent, your kind of music, and Ginewa music. And maybe, ladies and gentlemen, we'll even have Huda, we'll convince her to maybe sing for us a little bit later on in the show. Huda, would you be up for that?
Yeah, why not?
I think you just got our listeners very interested here. I know nobody's going to be tuning out after this.
Mm-hmm.
And so we'll be back with Huda later on in the show to actually speak with her about her own music, as well as Rai music and Ginewa music in general. Huda, thank you for being here on this, what I'm going to loosely call North African edition of Arabology.
Thank you.
I know you're going to be back with me right after this. And I thought maybe we'd leave people with a little bit of Rai music, only this time by a female singer. Huda, have you heard of Shabba Jeanette?
Of course, yeah. She's
really?
An amazing singer. I really like her work and voice. And I like also also the way she's singing this Latino style, you know, fusion, right?
Sounds good. And I think her name, Shabba Jeanette, means heavenly, right? Jeanette. Mm-hmm. So that's probably a good way to describe this music, although the song's name is not so complimentary. It's called Kazab.
Liar.
So here's Shabba Jeanette, who's actually one of the few female, like, Rai singers who's made it internationally.
Definitely.
It seems to be a more male-dominated field in general. Mm-hmm. And I'm very happy to see Shabba Jeanette making a name for herself. We'll listen to Shabba Jeanette as we segue into my next guest, and that is Wafa. Wafa is here in the studio. Do you want to know who Wafa is? Wafa is not just a, full-time mom and full-time staff member here at Stanford. She also has a very special talent. She can impersonate, well, in terms of voice, some of the most famous Arabic singers you can think of. We'll be back after Shabba Jeanette to listen to Wafa doing some of those impersonations right here on the Arabology show. And then we're going to go back with Huda Ben later on in the show. Huda, thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me. I'm glad to be here. Thanks.
And I'm so happy that you're going to stick around till 5 p.m. here on the Arabology show. Here is Shabba Jeanette.
Thank you.
So that was Shabba Jeanette and a song called The Kazab, introduced by none other than Huda Ben, who's going to be with me through these 2 hours here on the Arab Algae Show, coming to you from KZSU Stanford 90.1 FM. I'm your DJ Ramsey, and as I promised, I have in the studio somebody very, very special today, and that is none other than Wafa Salaj. Wafa, ahlan wa sahlan. Welcome and bienvenue to the Arab Algae Show.
Ahlan bik, Ramzi. Shukran.
Wafa, I am so excited that you were able to make it. We met recently. You are, of course, a library specialist here at Green Library at Stanford. You are, well, what I would call supermom, as well as are having a very special talent, Wafa. You are able to somehow impersonate or emulate the voices of some of the most famous voices in Arabic music. Such an amazing talent, Wafa. So I should ask you right away where this talent comes from, and when did you discover that you had this ability?
Well, first of all, thank you, Ramzi, for the introduction. I don't know if I'm a supermom yet.
Well,
that is yet to be achieved.
That's what I hear.
Yes, I have been, actually since my childhood, I have been able to imitate certain voices, but I've not taken it further or elaborated it. As far as I'm concerned, there are certain singers I can emulate, but let's see what the spectator is going to say.
Absolutely, or the listeners.
The listeners, sorry.
Because if, I told you this when I met you, I said you could also take this, on a visual scale and actually transform physically as well as through the audio. But did you grow up with that in a musical household, or is this something that you did more of a hobby that you discovered later?
Yes, that's right. I grew up in a household where both parents loved Egyptian music and Lebanese music as well. But I have to stress the fact that both my mom and my dad have beautiful voices and
oh,
they
really?
Can sing.
Oh, wow. Okay. So that explains it. It's in your DNA,
I brought the gene with me over here.
Absolutely. So I don't want to keep the listeners in suspense much longer. I think so. I think we want to give them a little bit of a sample here of what Wafa can do. And so, Wafa, what do you think? How do you think we should start here? Which singer should we attempt to bring to life through audio in the studio?
I'll try my best to sing one of Najat Saghira's songs.
Oh, wow, Najat Saghira. Do you know the song called Sa'at Mabshufak? Sa'at Mabshufak is a Jambi?
Yes, I do. Sa'at Mabshufak Jambi.
Sa'at Mabshufak Jambi. Okay, so Wafa, I know you need a moment usually to kind of get into the zone. Take your time, and we'll be listening to a little bit of excerpt from a song by Najat Saghira called Sa'at Mabshufak Jambi.
ساعت ما بشوفك جنبي ما اقدرش يا داري واخبي ابكي من فرحه قلبي وانسى العذاب ساعت ما بشوفك جنبي ما اقدرش يا داري واخبي ابكي من فرحه قلبي وانسى العذاب يا نور عيوني زادت شجوني يا نور عيوني زادت شجوني دب الجفوني كتر الغياب يا نور عيوني زادت شجوني دب الجفوني كتر الغياب كتر الغياب
واو واو I'm on honestly thought Najat Sagheera was in the studio. Now, I know many of our listeners here are listening right now may not know who Najat Sagheera is, but if you did, you would have heard that same intonation, that same voice. Wafa, that was amazing. Did you sort of grow up listening to Najat Sagheera back in the old country, let's say?
Right. Back home, we had my father basically had an eclectic collection of songs from Najat to Farid and Asmahan and Fairuz
Riyad Sambat and
Umm Kulsoom. All the big icons of the Arabic song.
Yeah, yeah. And so when I refer to the old country, where is that for you? You know, where were you born and raised?
I was born and raised in Morocco, Casablanca.
Wow. So how appropriate it is that you and Huda Ben, both from Morocco, are my guests on today's show, although
nice.
For different purposes. So that was Najat Sagheera. Who else are you able to channel, let's say, Wafa?
I'll try Faiza Ahmed.
Wow, Faiza Ahmed. Which song by Faiza Ahmed do you feel like singing today?
Many songs, basically. Maybe I can say Ana Albi Lik Mayal.
Wow, Ana Albi Lik Mayal, my heart leans towards you, something like that. Okay, so we'll give Wafa a little moment here to get into character, so to speak, and she will be singing Faiza Ahmed.
أنا قلبي لك ميال وما فيش غيرك عالبال أنا قلبي لك ميال وما فيش غيرك عالبال انت وبس اللي حبيبي انت وبس اللي حبيبي انت وبس اللي حبيبي انت وبس اللي حبيبي مهما يقولوا العزال مهما يقولوا العزال انا قلبي ليك ميال وما فيش غيرك عالبال.
Wow. Was that Faiza Ahmed, or was that Wafa Salaj? I'm beginning to mix up my singing voices here. That was really amazing. Was Faiza Ahmed instrumental in your so-called musical journey, or what I'm going to call your musical journey, Wafa?
Yes, Faiza Ahmed was one of the singers that I could sing very easily, basically.
Wow. So did you used to watch her maybe on TV or listen to her on the radio? Back in Morocco?
Yes. We used to have what we call the Saturday evening concert. And each time one of the big singers was broadcast to sing. And I used to imagine myself in front of the spectators and singing the same.
Wow. And here you are on the Arabology show live on KZSU Stanford 90.1 FM, actually singing with an audience. But maybe, you know, an audience you can't see, but who certainly you can feel, I hope. And judging from the responses I'm hearing out here in the KZSU studios, this is a very positive reinforcement for you, Wafa. Wafa, who else can you do, or do you feel like doing today in terms of voice impersonation?
Should we choose a male singer now?
Wow, yes, why not? We don't discriminate based on gender here, so who are you thinking about?
I'm thinking about Riyad Sumbati.
Wow,
I heard Riyad Sumbati a lot when I was a kid, and I loved his voice.
Wow, truly a master of music all over the Arabic-speaking world and beyond. And what song by Riyad Sumbati would you like to attempt today?
How would you like to hear Awt Aini?
Oh, wow. Okay, so you got my eyes used to something that seems very tantalizing. Let's hear Riyad Sumbati, a.k.a. Wafa Salaj, and her impersonation. Wafa, take your time, and when you're ready, we'll hear your Riyad Sumbati interpretation.
Awt Aini على رؤياك عودت عيني على رؤياك وقلبي سلم 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 لك أمري عودت عيني على رؤياك عودت عيني على رؤياك وقلبي سلم 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 لك أمري أشوف أنا علي بنظرتك ليا أشوف أنا علي بنظرتك ليا والآن عيم قلبي يوم التقي جنبي والآن عيم قلبي يوم التقي جنبي وإن مر يوم من غير رؤياك إن مر يوم من غير رؤياك إن مر يوم من غير رؤياك إن مر يوم من غير رؤياك ما ينحسبش ما ينحسبش من عمري.
Wow, and what powerful lyrics, what a beautiful voice. Wafa, you told me something when we initially were talking about this ability or this talent of yours, and that is that when you are trying to sing a song by a certain artist, singer, musician, you actually have a little trick that sort of helps you come out with the voice. Can you share that with our listeners in terms of your visualization?
Yes, indeed. When I try to sing a singer or imitate a singer, first of all, I close my eyes and try to meditate and bring that singer into my mind. I can hear the singer, basically. I can hear his voice or her voice. Based on that visualization, I can depart with that singer's voice.
So it's not so much merely concentrating on your vocal cords or vocal abilities, but there's a visualization process that goes along with it.
Yes,
and that helps you translate it. Wow. What else do we have in store for our listeners here? A little bird told me you could do Asmahan or perhaps Werda.
Yes, I can do Asmahan. And yes, I grew up listening to Asmahan a lot since my dad loved Farid.
Along with
Farid.
Absolutely. Asmahan, of course, she was known by one name. She was Farid Latrosh's sister. Farid Latrosh is also a classic, in terms of music. But Asmahan, who kind of had a very dramatic life, I hear, and sort of a tragic end, lives on through her music. And although her musical career was short, she did have quite a few hits. Which song were you thinking about singing today, Wafa?
There is a specific song that I like particularly because of the lyrics and the meaning of the words. It's Hadithu Aynain.
Wow. Okay, so maybe speech of the eyes or the words of the eyes. Is that okay translation?
It's okay. You know how much eyes mean in the Middle East.
And how much eyes can speak without using words. So, that would be nice maybe to hear a little bit of Asmahan as a tribute to this legendary singer right here on the Arab Algae Show coming to you from KZSU Stanford 90.1 FM.
يا لعينيك ويا لي يا لعينيك ويا لي من تسابيح خيالي
Wow, that was Esmahan in the studio. You know, Esmahan is one of my personal favorites, and I was wondering which one of her songs you were going to choose. What a nice selection, and what a wonderful interpretation. I can't help but to notice when you're singing that you kind of go into a little world of your own here. You actually feel the lyrics to these very difficult songs. I mean, this is not, you know, colloquial everyday speech. These are poetic words of love and longing and feeling and nostalgia. How much of that plays a part in your repertoire, let's say?
Well, you know, Ramzi, that it's very important to be able to feel the lyrics. And once you feel them, you translate them in a better way. You can put in all your feelings and all the strength of your voice into it. And as you touched on that note, it's true that Arabic songs take me back to Morocco, take me back to childhood, wow. You know, when I used to listen to all these songs. It did not matter the occasion, basically. Arabic songs were always on.
Yeah. Yeah, in terms of either joyful occasions or maybe not so joyful occasions.
Right.
Yeah, I think we all from the Arabic-speaking world kind of tend to connect our memories with music and songs. And I'm glad to see that Wafa, well, maybe perhaps my soul sister Wafa, feels the same way. Wafa, speaking about great voices, this year we've had a big loss in Arabic music. And that's, of course, Werda Al-Jazairiya passed away, and she was known not just in Algeria, but all over the Arabic-speaking world. I know a lot of people were saddened by her loss, but she does stay on and live on through her music. And I was wondering if you ever tried to perhaps literally bring Werda to life through her music. How do you feel about Werda Al-Jazairiya?
I like Werda too. She was not one of my favorites, let's say, but she was part of the collection that we had at home, and I had no, you know, no issue repeating her lyrics. So
would you like to give it a shot and try a little Werda here today?
I'll try Werda, and since she's just passed away, I'll give her a little Wada.
Oh, Wada, which means, well, goodbye. And so very, very apropos and appropriate right here on the Arabology Show. Here's Wafa impersonating, singing her interpretation of a Werda song called Al Wada.
الوداع ما بقيتش اخاف في الدنيا دي غير من الوداع والضياع بحس لما تكون بعيد معنى الضياع خليك هنا خليك بلاش تسافر بتقول يومين وتغيب سنة سنة بلاش تسافر خايفة من بكرة واللي حيجرى لما تروح وتغيب سنة وتفوت هنا حبيب مجروح خايفة من بكرة واللي حيجرى لما تروح وتغيب سنة وتفوت هنا حبيب مجروح ولا يا حبيبي لا الفرق ده لا شوف كم سنة من عمرنا ضاع مننا كم سنة كم سنة لا 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 يا حبيبي لا الفرق ده لا شوف كم سنة من عمرنا ضاع مننا كم سنة كم سنة حرام عليك حرام وحياة عينيك حرام خليك هنا هنا بلاش تفارق.
Wow, that was Werda Jazairia, often known by one name as Werda, but it was actually Wafa Salaj in our studio. Allah yarhamha la Werda, but you certainly brought her back to life here on the Arabology show. Wafa, I just have to ask you this question because you're singing a cappella, you know, without any music or accompaniment here. Is that usually easier for you, or are you more comfortable when you have music in the background accompanying your voice?
Well, there's no doubt if there is music, it helps. But when there's no music, there's still music in my mind. In my head, I can still hear it.
Yeah. So are you, you know, were you... Did you ever perform with a musical, you know, kind of orchestra, or whether in Morocco or maybe in the U.S.?
Yes, in fact, I had the chance of taking voice lessons with Ustazi Ilyas Lamam.
Wow, that's a true professor of music.
Yes.
Was that in California?
That's right. Wow. I used to take qanun lessons with him.
How nice.
And then I decided to take voice lessons just to see what I could correct and, you know, learn more techniques as he's a maestro in that domain.
Absolutely.
And he plays the accordion to accompany all the singers.
Wow.
And that was nice.
And do you play any musical instruments, Wafa, other than your voice?
I started learning qanun, which is one of my favorite instruments, because in itself I see it as an orchestra, a complete orchestra.
Right. And that's, of course, for our listeners, that's a very Middle Eastern sounding musical instrument. I'm not sure, you know, how it would translate. I think we just leave it as qanun and have our listeners look it up.
Qanun is related to sitar, is also related to santur, the Persian one.
Okay.
But it's more basically, it renders a different sound. I'm just talking about the shape and the strings. It's a string instrument.
Absolutely. And it's a beautiful sound, of course, that sort of is reflected in the music that we've been listening to here on the Arabology show. Wafa, I know that you have to run today and that you were able to come in to do this for us and for our listeners on the Arabology show. I hope that you will feel free to come back anytime you wish. But I would not be, it would not be really the Narrabology. So if I let you go without a little sample from the diva, the reigning diva of Arabic music, she's still alive. She's still with us. So that's Fairuz, of course, from Lebanon. And I thought maybe, you know, I'm just going to be a little bit prejudiced here and say I'll save the best for last, because absolutely Fairuz to me is every memory I've had from my childhood in Lebanon to growing up in Jordan and coming to the United States. Has Fairuz been instrumental in your life journey?
Definitely, definitely. There is nobody, I don't think of any household that does not listen to Fairuz or have Fairuz's songs. As I mentioned before, Fairuz has got a very soft yet strong voice that makes it a little bit difficult and challenging to imitate.
Right.
I'm going to do just my best. I don't promise any,
Well, we certainly want you to be comfortable, but certainly it's a tribute to Fairuz to sing her music at the Arabology show. And I'm glad that you were able to explain or further explain to our listeners what Fairuz means to Arabic music and to listeners all over the Middle East and beyond. Wafa, I know you have to run, so I wanted to tell you thank you and perhaps pry into your private life a little bit and say that the name Fairuz also has a personal significance for you.
That's right, Ramzi. My daughter's name is Fairuz.
Wow.
And she's also a great singer.
Wow. So talk about everything coming together here on the Arabology show. It seems very befitting to leave our listeners with Wafa's interpretation of a Fairuz song here on the Arabology show. I will say thank you to Wafa for coming in today and for being such an amazing sport and an amazing talent. I hope you will come back again. And I hope that you stay in touch with us here at KZSU Stanford 90.1 FM.
Thank you very much, Ramzi. It was a pleasure being here.
Great. So I'm going to leave the listeners. We're in the company of Wafa, singing Fairuz. And I think the song we're talking about is Sa'aluni Nas.
No problem.
Okay. Sa'aluni Nas, The People Have Asked Me, a song by Fairuz, interpreted by Wafa Sallaj, right here on the Arabology show.
سألوني الناس عنك يا حبيبي كتبوا المكاتيب وأخذها الهوى بيعز علي غني يا حبيبي لا أول مرة ما منكن سوا سألوني الناس عنك يا حبيبي كتبوا المكاتيب وأخذها الهوى بيعز علي غني يا حبيبي لا أول مرة ما بنكون سوا سألوني الناس عنك سألوني قلت لهم راجعوا عطلوني سألوني الناس عنك سألوني قلت لهم راجعوا عطلوني غمضت عيوني خوفي للناس يشوفوك مخبى بعيوني وهب الهوى وبكاني الهوى لا أول مرة ما بنكون سوا